This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. What's up, everyone? How's it going? Ryan here. Today, I bring you the 8th episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Hope you guys are having a good week. This is going to be a little bit longer of an episode than people are normally used to. We do have a ton of cards that have come out and been revealed this week. If it's your first time listening to the podcast or you're new to Hearthstone, the new expansion comes out actually in a few weeks. Actually, it's pretty close here. December 4th is when it launches. So just a little plug, but remember that you can go and pre-purchase the expansion. Keep that in mind if you guys want to. But if not, it's all good. Totally understand why you wouldn't or would want to. But keep that in mind that those pre-order does go away. You get some extra goodies if you get the higher priced one, like a hero and a card back, etc. And it's about $50 for 50 packs or so. So yeah, a lot of cards. Episodes are going to be a little bit longer than usual for the next couple of weeks or so. Just a couple more announcements here. As always, remember, if you're new or joining us again, to follow on Spotify and iTunes. It's the easiest way to get notifications about the podcast and about any information that you need can be found there. Also, for this podcast, the show notes are a little bit different this episode. Basically, there are reveal recaps and stuff like that that have been posted from the site I use, and then there are individual links for each individual card if you want to go check those out as well. But I will be using the card reveal recap since that should be a little bit easier and to use. And then lastly, before we really start, keep in mind I haven't looked at any of the cards beforehand. I literally just made the show notes and then I just have them up. I want to get my first just like gut reactions. So a lot of the cards, I might miss synergies. I might miss cards that I might miss just cards that would work really well. And I probably most likely will rate them pretty bad. The rating system I try to go with is just like kind of whatever I feel like. I don't really go with like a 1 to 5 or 1 to 10. Just like, oh, this is cool. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good in Arena and stuff like that. Because objectively, cards will be good and bad. But objectively speaking, it just depends on my gut reaction. So, yeah, let's get started. So if you guys didn't know, the card reveal actually kicked off this Monday at 10 a.m. EST, where they revealed a bunch of cards. The stream itself was actually down or delayed for maybe, I want to say, 10 to 15 minutes, and then they ran a little short and they didn't reveal all the cards. The first part of it was supposed to be a little bit of a card reveal, and then they were supposed to fight and battle a dev, and then after that they were supposed to reveal some more, but unfortunately that didn't really happen. Keep in mind that for this first set of cards, it's still really the card reveals for, I feel like, the very first stream they do to kick off card reveals is just to like hype up the expansion or to be like, wow, look at all these cool combos and cool synergies you can do or whatever, and these are the keywords and stuff like that. So keep that in mind as well, that these cards are pretty lackluster. First card we have though is a 7 mana 7/7 beast called Ironhide Direhorn, with the card text that reads, overkill, summon a 5/5 Ironhide Runt. It's also a common card. Looks pretty cool. It's also a druid card, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. They also have the card art for the Ironhide Runt itself. The first comment here says that's awesome in Arena, which I can definitely see. I definitely see that it's probably going to be a pretty decent card in general with druids. I feel like a lot of the expansion this time around is really pushing the quest mechanic before it really goes away, but probably also setting up for other things in the future. Overall, good card. I don't know if we'll see a lot of playing constructed, but I can definitely see it being used a lot. The next card that we have, I'm really sad because, oh, never mind, I can do that. The next card that we have is a minion. It's a legendary. It's a 9-mana 7/7 beast with the card text that reads Rush Overkill. Summon a beast from your hand. This is a neutral. It looks really, really good. I really like that they're bringing back old mechanics, well, quote-unquote old mechanics, but just mechanics from other sets. I feel like we haven't really had that since basically Discover happened. And we've had variations of that a lot. I feel like Rush is a good card text to have. I know they've ripped it from other card games as well, but I feel like Rush is going to be their new charge that's a little bit safer. Only because, you can't go face, right? They've always had issues with aggro and with charge and stuff like that. For 9-mana, 7/7, it's pretty expensive with the stats or whatever. You'll only be able to have one of these. It's interesting that it has beast synergy because it will be able to synergize a lot with the totems and the spirits and stuff like that. And overall, I think that it's a pretty decent card. Everyone's saying it's very good to meta defining or whatever. I think it's going to be pretty good. I feel like Hunter, and we'll talk about it a little bit later as more Hunter cards are shown off to us, but I feel like Hunter's in a pretty good position to dominate this time around. And they also have decks that are already like pretty good in general. Next up, pretty short card here. It's a it's called Gurubashi Chicken. It's a minion. Rarity is common, and it's a 1-mana 1/1 beast with the card text that reads Overkill. Gain +5 attack. Nothing really to say about this card. It's a meme card. You know what I mean? People are like meta defining. Oh my gosh, or whatever. But I feel like every set or every couple of sets. Maybe they skipped a couple of sets, but they always have a card they introduce that's like their 0-mana 1/1 or their 1-mana 1/1 that's just like kind of cute. That's like a filler card. That's how I kind of feel about this. And they always kind of show off these cards during the expansion or during the card reveal streams. Nothing much to say about this. It won't see play. Accidentally closed out that thing. Sorry, guys. Let me pull that right up. But yeah, overall, it seems like a decent card, but nothing too crazy or out of the ordinary there. Next up, we have a 7-mana epic paladin spell called A New Challenger with the card text that reads, discover a 6-cost minion, summon it with Taunt and Divine Shield. I think this card is going to be super, super powerful. Doesn't say that it summon that you can discover it. The card text currently reads that it's going to be it can discover any 6-cost minion, which I think is kind of interesting. So it won't just discover like paladin only, unless I've gotten that wrong or whatever. But it's interesting. It's going to be super powerful. Taunt and Divine Shield is always super annoying, and for 7-mana standard. I feel like this expansion, and we're probably going to refer to this a lot, but they have seemed to be getting rid of a lot of, they're trying to get rid of a lot of aggro. We'll see if that happens, though. Sorry also if I'm going through these, like, kind of fast. There seems to be, like 9 to 10 cards released every single day, and we're on day 3, so keep that in mind as well. Like I said, if you guys want to take a look at the cards, I'm trying to do my best to transcribe them to you. But if you want to take a look in more detail of all the cards, you can check out the show notes below where I said there is individual links as well as the recap that I'm using. Next up, we have a Shaman Minion Legendary, a 3-mana 1/3 called Zentimo. With the card text that reads, whenever you target a minion with a spell, it also targets adjacent ones. This I think is going to be really, really good for shamans. I really, really like this type of card or whatever. People are saying good with Hex, Rockbiter, Tidal Surge, Avalanche, Unstable Portal, Unstable Evolution, Earthen Might, Lightning Bolt, Earthshock, Zap, Ancestral Spirit, etc. It seems really, really good. It's whenever you target a minion, so that means it's not just your friendly minions as well. You can target enemy minions as well. It's from what the card text is saying, it sounds like it's not going to overload multiple times. So, for example, if you were to cast a lightning bolt onto an enemy minion, the other two minions that are adjacent to it will get hit by lightning bolt as well to deal 3 damage. I am not sure. There's no confirmation on my end, but it sounds like it will not overload 3 times, right? Because overloads for 1. So I think it's going to be a decent card as well. Next up, we have Waterboy. Your next hero power this turn costs 2. So let me read you the full stats on that one. He is a neutral minion rare, 2 mana, 2-1. Waterboy with the card text that reads, your next hero power this turn costs 0. I don't think that this is going to be that good of a card. I know a lot of people are like freaking out about it or whatever, but you know, I don't really see where, like, to get your hero power to cost 0 is cool, but it's not going to refresh your hero power or anything like that. It's just going to allow it so that you can use it for free this turn. It may find some usage in some of the better DKs that happen, but even then, you're at end game and those DKs can account for a lot of stuff, right? Like, it's weird, right? Like, you play the 2 mana card, so it costs 2 mana to play the card, and then your hero power costs 2 anyway. So, yeah, technically you're using your hero power and getting a 2/2/1 body on the field, but it's 1 health, so who cares? I don't know. It doesn't seem like that good of a card to me. Next up, we have a legendary mage minion, a 7 mana 4/4 beast called, I'm going to butcher this, Jonali the Dragonhawk. With the card text reads Battlecry, if your hero dealt 8 damage, this summon roast the Fire Lord. I actually love this card. I don't know how good it's going to be, but it's 7 mana. And a lot of, remember that we still have hero power upgrades until next year, so like 2020 basically. So they're not rotating out this 2019, unfortunately. So keep that in mind. But I mean, it's 7 mana and it's odd mage. It can fit in an odd mage type of deck, and it's a mage legendary, right? So you'd only need to use your hero power 4 times, and then you'd be able to summon a Ragnaros. It'll be interesting. I feel like this card's actually pretty good, and maybe not even for the memes, but for everything else. I just feel like the card is going to be a very decent card. Next up, we have Spirit of the Dragonhawk. It is a mage minion as well, which is rare. It's a 2 mana, 0/3. And it has the card text that reads Stealth. For 1 turn, your hero power also targets adjacent minions. So, once again, really, really good card. It's going to be able to ping for 1. It's going to be able to ping, 1 to everyone else on the field, of whatever you target. So it's like a shooting star or something like that. It's going to cost 2. It has Stealth for 1 turn as well, so you'll be able to use it probably a couple times when you play it as well. Overall, good card. Can have 2 of them. Be interesting to see. Next up we have a mage common minion, a 1 mana 1/1 called Daring Fire Eater. With the battle cry, your next hero power this turn deals 2 more damage. Man, there's a lot of hero power synergy going on that you can see from the last 3 cards that we talked about, which are all from mage, right? If your hero power dealt 8 damage this game, summon a Ragnaros the Fire Lord. Stealth for 1 turn, your hero power also targets adjacent minions. 1 mana 1/1 Battlecry, next hero power this turn deals 2 more damage, and that's also can be an odd mage, right? So it would be able to deal 4 damage in odd mage. It's a 1/1. You can have 2 of them. It's a common, and then you already have the Dragonhawk. It'll be really interesting, and you have the Jaina, which will be able to do some sick damage too as well. I think it's gonna be like these 3 cards, like synergistically, are gonna be really, really good. Next up, we have a legendary warlock minion, High Priestess Jeklik, 4 mana, 4/3, with a card text that reads Taunt Lifesteal. When you discard this and add 2 copies of it to your hand. Don't know how to feel about this or whatever. People are actually saying that this is actually a good discard warlock deck. I personally just don't like the discard mechanic at all. I feel like when we had the disc, like, I feel like discard Zulok was pretty fun and had a chance with the silver plate golems. But I mean, overall, I've never liked the discard mechanic. I feel like you could usually kill your opponent with Warlock without having to discard anything or trying to complete the discard quest. it's a legendary as well, which means you only have one copy. So there'll be circumstances where it probably will be able to be used, but I'm not too sure how often it will be used. Interesting card, but don't really care for it. Next up, we have a Warlock Epic Minion, a 6-mana 6/6 called Soul Warden, with the card text that reads, Battlecry, add 3 random cards you discard this game into your hand. I think that this is really good, regardless if it's going to be used with the last card that we just saw, which it synergizes with, obviously. But I feel like it will now have a safety net of cards that you potentially discarded with an okay statted body on the field as well, right? From your Soulfires, from your Doomguards and stuff like that. If you did have bad RNG and it discarded something super bad. Overall, really like the card. The next card that we have is also a Warlock common minion, a 3-mana 2/6, which has Taunt, but Battlecry, discard your lowest cost card or whatever. I think this is really good. I know that it discards your lowest costing card, but you'll be able to figure out what that is, and at least it won't be some random RNG fest where you are like, oh no, what am I going to discard? I hope I don't discard this really good card. No, it's going to be able to discard what you are like able to be willing to sacrifice, and it also kind of halts Odd Paladin and Odd Rogue in all those aggro decks. Like I kind of said, I feel like this expansion especially is really trying to stop the aggro meta. So we'll see how that ends up going, but pretty good standard card. Really like the card text. It'll be interesting to see. And the last Warlock card that got unveiled for this batch, at least, is a Warlock rare spell, 1-mana called Shriek. And it says, discard your lowest cost card, deal 2 damage to all minions. Once again, I think that this is trying to counter aggro. It's dealing 2 damage, it could deal 1, whatever. I think that if you need this and you know what you're going to discard and you're willing to do that to clear the board or do whatever it might be to take it, I think that this card is also, once again, pretty good. So that wraps up the batch of cards that were released on day 1. Which is basically just like the set reveal stream or whatever, the set reveal. For like whatever reason, they decided to split off the cards into a bunch of different, like they said day 2 was like the next day, even though these came out like the same time or whatever. But yeah, so check out the article below if you want to check out those cards that were unveiled on the live stream. So next up, we have the day 2 cards that were released. Nicely enough, in the article, have split them up by their classes, so we'll be going in order of, I guess, their classes or whatever. First, we'll have a Paladin, then Priest, then Rogue, then Warrior, and then lastly, we'll have the neutral cards. So, let's jump right into it. The first card that we have up from the Paladin class is a Paladin minion, which is rare, 4-mana, 4/4, called Zandalari Templar. With the card text that reads, Battlecry, if you've restored 10 health this game, gain +4/+4, and taunt. I feel like they're really trying to push like the Galvadon, like Leandra type of synergy with this card or whatever. You don't see too many Paladins currently running a lot of heals, so it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening with the Paladin meta right now, because right now they just don't really run heals, but I think if they do, this is overall like a pretty decent card. Next up for Paladin as well, they unveiled the Spirit card, which is a rare minion, a 4-mana 0/3 called Spirit of the Tiger, and it says Stealth. For one turn, after you cast a spell, summon a tiger with stats equal to its cost. This is, I think, really, really good in decks that I've seen, like I said, what they cast on themselves, or those casting type of decks that do Galvanon and try to push that type of meta out there. I will say that one of the issues I've had with the Hearthstone meta this time around is even though these cards look really, really good, it really does feel like they're trying to force like just certain metas around very flamboyantly or just like easily. I don't know the right word to say, to be honest, but overall I think that it's a really good card if it's going to be able to do those type of things, like to be able to cast a bunch of spells and then just have a bunch of tigers, but like to just combo this with certain cards is going to be super, super good, and then also to get those buffs, but then also to get a body on the board, and because it has stealth for one turn, you're good for a little bit. So Really like that card as well. Next up, we have only one priest card that was announced. It is a rare priest minion called Grave Hoarder. It's a 12 mana 7/4 with the card text that says taunt. Costs one less for each spell you cast this game. Once again, very good card if the meta dictates it. I really like the stats on it or whatever. It will be very easy for priests to get, I think, this under a certain cost or whatever that would be able to get them to play this bad boy on the like on the board as taunt, which is nice. It's a 7/8 and it's really trying to counter that aggro meta right now. Overall, really, really decent card. Next up, we have three rogue cards that were announced. The first up that they announced was a legendary rogue beast minion, a 5 mana 2/2 called Grawl the Shark. With the card text, it reads, Battlecry, eat a minion in your deck and gain its stats. Death Rattle, add it to your hand. I actually really love this type of card, and it feels very, like, rogue-esque, right? Like, it's backstabs one of its own minions and it kind of consumes it or whatever. It doesn't, like, so the debate that they have with this card is that, is it random or not? And it doesn't really say, but it doesn't say that it's not, right? Because usually they would add, like, some type of keyword to say that it eat a random minion in your deck and gain the stats, but it doesn't sound, but then it doesn't say discover a minion from your deck and eat its stats, right? So I'm not really sure how this is going to work. I would love for Hearthstone, and I don't know if this is actually technologically possible since they have the game on phone and if they've even coded it, but I would love for them to eventually add some type of graveyard system, but then also a way for us to, like, search through our decks for certain cards if it's used correctly. I know we kind of have that in a way, but we kind of don't, right? But I think that it's mostly a meme card, to be honest. I think it will be bad, okay, it won't be anything great or whatever, but overall, it's, you know, if you could choose a minion, awesome. If you can't, then meh, right? Because eating a minion is nice because it thins out your deck a little bit, but then at the same time, it will be added back to your hand once it dies, and it will get those stats if it dies. But yeah, like, the problem with this type of card as well, though, is that it can be silenced very easily. Drink some water right here, and we'll go to the next card. So, next card we have up is a rogue epic minion called Gurabashi Hypemon. 7 mana, 5/7 with the card text that reads, Battlecry, discover a 1/1 copy of a Battlecry minion. It costs 1. It's a good card or whatever. I think there was a list here that was saying what you could, like, discover or whatever. But, yeah, it's not class-specific. It's Battlecry minions. I mean, this could summon a Leroy. This can also summon just something that's super garbage, right? So it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening. But, yeah. You know, it's going to summon, like, discover a 1/1 copy of a minion, it costs 1, and to be able to just do that or whatever is just, like, ridiculous or whatever. Like, if it summons a Leroy, that's not going to be really advantageous, right? Because it's going to be a 1/1 copy of a Battlecry minion. So there's some Battlecries that are going to be super good, some that are going to be super bad. I think that this card is meh. It's not really for me. Next up, we have a rogue rare spell. A 3-mana card called Raiding Party. It says, draw 2 pirates from your deck, combo add a weapon. This is one of those cards that it's trying to force a meta that, or a deck archetype that we've never really seen that often before. Minus when patches, the pirate was pretty much in everything. We'll have to wait and see how this card is, and if other pirates are unveiled in this meta, then this card could be really good. It also thins out your deck once again, which is pretty nice. And if you have a weapon like a King's Bane, right, you'll be able to draw that weapon again as well. So we'll have to wait and see for this type of card. Not really sure how I feel about it. We'll definitely have to wait and see how it plays out, basically. Next up, we have one warrior card that was announced on day 2. It is a legendary warrior minion called Warmaster Vaughn. 4 mana, 4/3, with the card text that reads, copy all dragons in your hand. This card, I think, is going to be actually pretty decent in, I don't know, see, it's warrior. It's stuck on warrior, which they're also, like, the hype for me is that they're going to be announcing more dragons to make Dragon Warrior a thing again, which is one of my favorite decks of all time. The problem is that it's really good with like Twilight Drake, but since it's confined to the Warrior class, we'll have to see how they do, because they've been struggling for the past three expansions, four expansions. So I really want to see what they do with this card, but once again, it's a wait and see. We don't really have all the dragons out. I'm assuming it's going to synergize with some crazy dragons that are coming out as well. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see with this card as well. Lastly, we had three neutral cards that were unveiled, so we can get to those on day two. The first one is a legendary minion, a 10 mana 9/6 called Hakkar the Soul Flayer. With a card text that reads Death Rattle, shuffle a corrupted blood into each player's deck. This is actually pretty cool, because the corrupted blood is a 1 mana spell that says casts when drawn, take 3 damage after you draw, shuffle 2 copies of this into your deck. It's a pretty big meme card, but if you guys don't know Hakkar the Soul Flayer, it was a big deal in World of Warcraft. If you had basically a hunter pet, they could get infected with this corrupted blood, which was a dot or damage over time, and you could bring your pet back to town and start spreading it to people, and low level characters would basically instantly die, but you know, decently geared characters would be able to stick around. And it actually caused this thing called the corrupted blood incident in World of Warcraft, where players were pretty much just like ignoring major towns and not really going to it. It's interesting to see this card in the game. It's pretty cool, but overall this is kind of a meme card. You shuffle corrupted bloods into each player's decks. You know, when they're drawn, they deal 3 damage. You shuffle 2 more, and it keeps multiplying, just like the corrupted blood dot did over time. But I don't think that it will be able to be competitive or be seen in a lot of decks. But definitely can see some YouTube videos being made about this. Next up is a neutral epic minion, a 3 mana 3/4 called Untamed Beastmaster. It says, whenever you draw a beast, give it +2/+2. To be honest, 3 mana 3/4s are pretty good, to be honest, because 4 mana 4 4/5s are like, they're okay. But 3 mana 3/4s are actually pretty decent. I can see this card being used a lot in Arena or being synergized with Hunter, because they're going to have a lot of beast synergy. The spirits are going to have a lot of beast synergy as well. So it will be interesting to see what ends up happening with this card. But overall, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. We'll have to see how the meta goes with like a lot of these cards, that's what I feel like I'm saying. But overall, I think it's good. I think that its stats on body are pretty good. I don't know if you don't draw a beast. See, the problem is you'd have to draw a beast, right? So you play the card, and then if you don't have any type of draw or tracking or anything like that, you won't be able to really utilize it. So it's, in my opinion, right off the bat, I think it's, next up is a neutral rare minion called Fire Tree Witch Doctor. The 2 mana 2/2 that has the card text reads Battle Cry, for holding a dragon, discover a spell. Good card. I think it's going to be pretty decent in Arena with the stats on the body being decent, but you also usually pick like Twilight Drake and a bunch of other cards like that. My only thing is that it discovers a spell. It's neutral, so it doesn't actually say what type of spell it discovers. It just, you discover a spell. Good luck, buddy. You don't really know what's being discovered. You don't know what that spell might be, and there's a range of spells of so many that is going to be really hard to figure out, you know, which, like, what you're going to get is just an RNG fiesta. That wraps up, though, the Rosticon Day 2 card reveal. Like I said before, if you guys want to check out the show notes, you can check out those cards that were revealed today. Or yesterday, I should say. But on to the last day. The last day is here. It was today at the recording of this episode. We have a ton of cards that were released. Hunter, Mage, Paladin, Rogue, Shaman, and Neutral. The Neutrals being the most, with 5 being released, and the other ones being 5, so they're individual cards released for each class. But let's get right into it. The first card up we have is for the Hunter, and it's a 2-mana ability, which is a rare, called Revenge of the Wild. And it has a card text that reads, summon your beast that died this turn. This card is so good. I think everyone saw this card and was like, gonna be nerfed. Which I wholeheartedly agree with. I feel like every time they have something with wild in it, it gets nerfed. Call of the Wild is being a big one. But yeah, this is just super good. If you have a bunch of, it's just ridiculous. For them to have zombies, you can have your Death Rattle, you can have your Hunter out, your DK Hunter. You can trade your board and then use this spell to summon any beast that died this turn, and it's a rare, so you can have two copies of this and be able to revive your zombies for whatever reason if they do die. If not, then I feel like there would just be some crazy synergistic energies with Unleash the Hounds, with King Crush, just anything like that where you're able to just revive minions again. I think that this is just a super good card. And I believe that this will be probably one of the cards that's nerfed or complained about at least a lot. Mage, or is this Mage? Yep, Mage has a new ability. It is an epic ability called Blast Wave. With the card text, it reads, deal 2 damage to all minions. Overkill, add a random Mage spell to your hand. Overall, I think it's an okay card. Once again, it is an odd Mage most likely this time around. But yeah, add a random Mage spell to your hand. It's just going to add 1, I believe, from the card text. Let's see what the comments say about this card or whatever. But people are saying it's bad because it's 5 mana, which is a little expensive or whatever. So it doesn't seem... Oh, so it confirmed triggered once per minion. That's just nuts. Yeah, I agree with that comment. This is really good, actually, then. If you're able to just wipe a whole board of aggro or something like that, I feel like the card just went from meh to pretty good. Next up we have a Paladin legendary minion, a 3-mana 3/4 called High Priest the Call, with the card text that reads battle cry, convert all but one of your hero's health into armor. This is actually going to be pretty good if they're able to use this and then heal up or whatever. This can be super annoying. This card actually might see a fair bit of play, from what I gathered from the comments and from my own initial reaction. Convert all but one of your hero's health into armor. It'll be interesting or whatever. Armor is something that is pretty decent in the game because you can go above it, but there's no way for paladins to get above it. But then you have healing spells that are able to heal stuff as well, that's able to heal yourself, and then I feel like you can go back to 30 health and then be above the armor pretty easily, depending if you are a heal paladin. But then the thing is too as well is that because your hero's health becomes health and or goes to 1, but you still have the armor, the giants and stuff like that can trigger from that. So, I think it's going to be pretty good card. Pretty fun card, at least. Next up, we have a rogue common spell called Walk the Plank. It's 4 mana, and it's destroy an undamaged minion. I think it's a good card. End of story. I think that it's really... I don't think it's, crazy, crazy good, but it's just a very decent card that you can have 2 of in your deck or whatever. Just destroy an undamaged minion, right? Your opponent plays something that's big, or play something, whatever, and you just play this card and you kill it. I mean, not much else to say about that card. Very decent card. Shaman got a new weapon, it seems. 2-mana rare weapon called Lick'em. It's 2-mana, and it has 1 attack, 3 durability. And it says, has +2 attack while you have overloaded mana crystals. So it becomes a 3-3 for the turn if you have overloaded mana crystals. It's a good weapon. I think shamans did need a weapon to try to be able to clear things and stuff like that. Let's see what comments say about it as well. Put down that Stormforge Jack, time to lick them enemies. Even shaman meta is coming, boys. It is an even card as well, so it will be interesting to see how this plays out. But for shaman to get a weapon that's not the previous one is pretty good. And lastly, we have 5 neutral cards that were announced as well. We have a epic minion called Mask Contender, a 3 mana 2/4 with the card text that reads Battlecry. If you control a secret, play a secret from your deck. I think it's a good card. I think that it being neutral, we're going to see a lot of, secrets from Rogue, from Mage, from Hunter especially. Once again, it is a odd card, so you'll be able to get into some odd decks as well, which will be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, very good card. I love what the effect can do. It's pretty much, it's just a good card in general. Next up, we have a rare minion, a 2 mana 1/4 called Soup Vendor. Whenever you restore 3 or more health to your hero, draw a card. One of the things I've always said about Hearthstone is that early game minion problem with Hearthstone. A lot of people look at the legendary cards and say, like, oh man, this does some crazy things. What the heck? No. It's always been about the early game minions for me. And this is no exception. 2 mana 1/4, pretty decent stats, but whenever you restore 3 or more health to your hero, draw a card. Be interesting to see. I don't know if it'll be used exactly in the early game, but it has a pretty decent statted body to be able to play if it's something that you do. Next up, we have a common minion called Rabble Bouncer, a 7 mana 2/7 with the card text reads taunt costs 1 less for each enemy minion. Once again, a tech card, I feel like, or just a card that will deal with just aggro, right? And it's spreading the board with Zulok and Odd Paladin and all that type of stuff. It's a good tech card, nothing much more to say about it. Next up, we have a common beast minion, a 7 mana 5/7 called Amani Warbear with the card text that says rush taunt. Good. Once again, good card, not anything crazy. I can see it being used a lot in arena. Not sure how it will play in constructed. That's something that we're definitely going to have to see from there. And then lastly, we have a common minion, a 1 mana 2/3 with the card text that reads death row, summon a 0/3 free agent with taunt for your opponent. It doesn't seem that good. I don't know. People are voting that it's playable / very good. It might be good in arena, but I don't like giving my opponent anything. A 1 mana 2/3 though is pretty hard to get rid of initially, so it might be something that's worth checking out and stuff. But I think that it's pretty decent, but, you know, the drawback of giving a 0/3 with taunt to your opponent is always a drawback, but hopefully by then you've had enough tempo to be able to, get rid of it fairly easy, I'd say. But, guys, that is it for all the cards. I know we kind of went through them semi-fast or whatever, but that's 3 days of reveal, so give me a break. Next week is going to be pretty insane, and if the card list goes too long next week, we may do a special episode on either Monday or Tuesday, because it's going to be a lot of cards next week or whatever, so keep that in mind. Because the expansion drops officially on December 4th, so, you know, we don't have that much time until the expansion drops. Like I said at the top of the podcast, if you want to, you can go and check out and pre-order those expansions for Rostacon's Rumble. And just remember to do so before December 3rd at midnight PST. My name is Ryan Kubo. You can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, or Instagram at RyanKubo, all one word, all lowercase. You can also check out the VODs to any of my podcasts I do, including this one, at youtube.com/SHIGEOS, Shigeos, Twitch TV. So it's SHIGEOSTWITCHTV. You guys can check out the links for the Spotify and the iTunes down in the episode description below. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. Thanks so much for allowing me to share with you guys this card review. We will be back possibly earlier next week, but next Thursday for another episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Thanks so much for hanging out, and like I said earlier, to any of my listeners from North America, Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, and be safe tomorrow. Anyway, guys, I will catch you guys later. Thanks for listening. Peace.